Yeah, I think anyone at the beginning of the year would have taken that, obviously with the Patriots on their schedule, a couple division games. So, but it just seems, I don't know, it seems to be a disappointment because of how they got there in terms of all the, the flaws that have sort of popped up and a defense that's long been kind of the pride of the city has just not been good. And the Ravens haven't played defensive football this poorly in quite some time, if ever. So, yeah, it totally. There's a lot of, for a team that goes in the bye at 5-2 and in first place in the AFC North and with the second best record in the AFC, there certainly seems to be a lot of kind of hand-wringing and frustration setting in.
Yeah, they're a game and a half clear of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Even if the Steelers win this Sunday, the Ravens will still be in first place without even playing.
I know they're great. They're in great position. I mean, you can't say that enough. I mean, you could fixate on that, or you could fixate on the fact that they easily could be 2-5 because of every game except their one loss in Houston and their season opener against the Bengals. Every other game, five of them, have all come down basically to the last possession. So you can look at it whatever way you want. But if you're learning on the job, and if you're getting exposed a little and trying to figure out what you need to get better at, it's not a bad place to be 5-2 as you get through that stretch.
Right now, John Harbaugh and his coaches looking at the situation, injuries aside, what needs to be fixed? Because as Harbaugh has pointed out, and really what the reality is of the middle of the season in the NFL, there's nowhere to go. What you have is your players. You either coach them up, change your scheme, or a little bit of both. But what adjustments do you think they're looking at specifically right now?
Yeah, I think it's funny how people just said, "Yeah, let's just trade a third or second round pick or a first round pick and get this guy or that guy." I mean, there's not a, most trade deadlines come and go without any moves
Any.
across the league, and that's the reality of it. There's salary cap concerns. Teams don't want to give up their draft picks. There's a lot of teams feel like they're still in it and they're not going to trade a player that you may want. So that's not really realistic. It's not impossible. You can make a small move to kind of solidify a position, but very rarely does that happen. The biggest, just I don't know. It seems like there's so much focus on the offense because of how poorly they play in Houston, and that's kind of the glamorous thing. And now all the talk this week is on the inconsistency of the offense on the road and the job Cam Cameron is doing, which, I understand that's long been a hot-button issue, Brett, but the team has given up 2,800 yards in seven games. It's more than any Ravens team has ever given up. So since the first year. So they have to figure something out on defense. I mean, they're getting pushed around up front. They're not getting to the pass rush, or they're not getting to the quarterback, and they're giving up a lot in the secondary. There's guys running free. I mean, they've really not done anything well defensively. You can look across the board. I'm not sure what they've been good at defensively this year, and that's so unlike the Ravens. And I think more than anything, that's what they have to figure out. And they have to solve some communication issues too, because the guys keep mentioning it. We got to communicate better. We got to communicate better. So I think it starts on the defensive end, Brett, to be honest with you.
I agree with you completely. And actually, I'll go on a limb and say, not that there aren't issues with the offense and issues with the offense on the road, but until even 3 or 4 days ago before the Houston game, this is one of the best and most consistent offenses in the NFL this year, and it was truly one of the best offenses in the history of the franchise. Now, maybe that's not saying much, but there are plenty of weapons there. I think, above all, offensively, there may be some offensive line issues. But right now, defensively, you look at every level, from the defensive line, linebacker, and, of course, the defensive backfield, there are issues all over the place, and I'm not even sure where to begin defensively.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's why I've kind of – and I know Cam Cameron's the lightning rod, and every time they lose a game, Cam Cameron needs to go. I get it. I understand that. There is no excuse for them to lose track of Ray Rice as much as they do. But I think they're all – I think there's – they lose a little confidence on the road. I think there's something to that. I think they struggle with teams with speed rushers, and that's giving them some problems with the crowd noise and stuff. So, I'm not saying there aren't issues on offense, but I think a lot of it could be solved by giving the ball to Ray Rice more. Defense, I don't even know how you be, as you said, I don't even know how you begin to solve it. I think as Suggs works his way back into shape, he'll definitely help, and what he'll do is he'll take away. He may demand more attention, which could free up some stuff for other guys. I think Haloti Ngata as he gets more and more removed from knee and shoulder injuries, that he'll be more effective and better. But I don't know what, you know, I don't know what else you can do up front. Terrence Cody, Maki Kimaratu, Pernell McPhee, Arthur Jones. I don't really know what those guys have just not played well. It's been all season. It's not been a recent thing. And I don't know what you can coach them up all you want, but they need to go on the field and put it together, because if you continue to get pushed around up front, not much else is going to matter on the defensive end.
Yeah, and then you go to the defensive backfield. People are criticizing Kerry Williams, fair or unfair. To me right now, he's still a better corner than Jimmy Smith, who has to take on a huge bulk of the responsibility in the absence of Lardarius Webb. And he was playing a lot before the injury to Webb, but now he's playing even more of a significant role. And then you factor in those two things, and then you have to bring in another corner to play the slot or to play more in that third corner spot. The drop-off at that position of corner, maybe next to quarterback, the most significant drop-off from the great to the good to the mediocre to the bad, unlike and maybe in any other position in pro sports when you look at that position at cornerback in the NFL.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, people can focus on Kerry Williams, they could focus on Jimmy Smith, they could focus on whoever they want. I don't know if there's one guy in that secondary that's playing up to his capability. I don't think Bernard Pollard, and I don't think Ed Reed should be exempt either.
Nope.
Because Pollard got off to a great start, was the best Raven on the defensive side of the ball for the first six quarters or whatever, for the first five quarters until that rib injury in Philly, was playing great, had become kind of a leader, and his level is, and a lot of it probably could be injury-related. I'm not totally pointing the finger at him, because a lot of it could be injury-related, but he hasn't been the same player since that injury, taking a lot of penalties. He's, you know, getting angry on the sidelines. So Ed Reed really has made a couple interceptions, but he just has not made a whole lot of plays, struggled tackling, and then the cornerbacks have gotten beaten pretty regularly. So, this is going to be a test. The coaches, they're going to – I think you will see a different team in Cleveland. I do. I don't know how much stock you put in a press conference, but how Coach John Harbaugh handled that Monday press conference, that told me there are changes. They're fed up with certain things. Yeah, they've won in spite of some of those things, but I think they're prepared to do some things after the bye. Now, I don't know what you can do on the defensive end. I think you could run Ray Rice more. I think you could tinker with the offensive line some, because you have a couple young players that you could insert in Harewood and Ja Reed, but I don't know who's going to step in on defense. I think Brian Hall could help a little. But we're talking about getting him involved in defensive line rotation. I don't know how drastic that is of a change.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk more about the changes with Jeff Zrebeck. And also, we'll go back to last week and about the development of the Terrell Suggs story and how that all went down. We'll talk about that next with Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun here on BAL. Right now, let's check the roads of town.